A great suture between two continents. Observation point from Piano di Spagna. Now you are coming into Valtellina, the great valley in which Adda River runs before flowing into Como Lake. It is a long and wide east-west oriented groove, as straight as a knife cut, separating the core of Alpine Belt from the so-called Southern Alps. Its course is well recognizable, also from satellites. This peculiar aspect is due to the geological structure of the whole area. To the south, in fact, Orobic Alps are molded on African plate basement, while to the north, the true Alpine chain was built on the European plate. You are exactly on the suture between the two continents, the ideal line along which they crushed one against the other, about 30 million of years ago, triggering the growth and consequent immersion of the whole Alpine chain. It is a great fault, known as Insubric Line, a part of the wider Peri-Adriatic Line, which marks the entire old continental boundary. After the collision, compressing movements continued, throwing to the north large slabs of African crust, which now lie as hundreds of kilometers wide recumbent folds on European basement. Also, lateral movements took place along the suture, deforming and breaking rocks so that they became weak and subject to quick erosion. The young rivers in the new landscape found easily their way through this tectonized rock belt, giving rise to Adda River and its embryonic valley. But the shape you see now, with steep slopes and a flat, quite rounded bottom, is younger. It developed during the last 2 million years, when glaciers advanced many times, reaching also the Poplain. In this section of Valtellina, Adda Ice Tongue, enlarged by lateral valleys glaciers input, reached a thickness of more than 1,000 meters, so it was able to smooth and mold rocks on its way, carrying out a bulk of debris. Valtellina is in this sense an amazing example of the variety of forces that contribute to outline a natural landscape and their complex interaction through time.